There is something to look forward to, though. This coming week, we celebrate the 200th birthday of Giuseppe Verdi, in my opinion, composer of the best opera of all time. That's right, Wagner fans. Start writing those letters. I'm talking about Verdi's spectacular rendering of Shakespeare's Othello, The Moor of Venice. A Shakespearean tragedy helps to class up a genre that, let's face it, tends to run towards the sordid. And, dare I say it, Verdi made improvements on Shakespeare. That's Iago, the slimy schemer who dupes Othello into thinking that Desdemona is having an affair. In the play, I'm always left wondering, why is this scumbag so evil? Verdi gives Iago an aria to explain himself. I am evil because I am a man, because I have that primeval slime in me, he sings. Iago believes in a nasty world of nature, survival of the cruelest, and that morality and heaven are a joke, the dark side of the post-Darwin world that was scary to Verdi's generation. On the other side of the moral scale, there's Desdemona. For me, she's one of Shakespeare's more problematic characters. She can turn into little more than Iago's tool and Othello's punching bag. But Verdi's Desdemona opens her soul, as in her Ave Maria that it's almost impossible to believe was composed by an atheist. And then there's Othello himself, his inner torment always on full musical display. It's got everything. Racial politics, gender politics, politics, all there to be picked apart any way you like. It's timeless. And most important, it's got those glorious Verdi choruses that make you feel like setting off confetti cannons. And for Saturday, it's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Check out our weekly podcast, check for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes, or on the NPR smartphone app, click on Programs and scroll down. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPRWATC. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening and have a great night.